Well, hello there, my friends. Greetings. Today I wish to talk to you about the founder of Grove City, Mr. William Foster Breck. William Foster Breck is not a household name, but he did plat a village he named Grove City back in 1852. Why didn't he name the town Breck City? Breckville, Brecktown, or even Brecksburg, you might ask. Instead, he named his creation after a grove of trees, and we don't even know what kind of tree he intended to honor. Walnut trees were very common, and a large grove stood near a sawmill Breck would soon build, so maybe he had walnut trees in mind when he named the town. Or maybe he just thought Grove City sounded better than Walnut City, or Maple City, or Oak City, or who knows. Well, anyway, getting back to the tale about Breck. He was born in 1806 at Marietta, once a Northwest Territory town on the Ohio River. As an adult, he was a successful businessman in Fairfield County. Breck owned a large grain warehouse there on the Ohio and Erie Canal. The Erie Canal. Oh, that brings to mind a song. You may have heard it. I got an old mule and her name is Sal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. She's a good old worker, she's a good old pal. 15 miles on the Erie Canal. We've hauled some barges in a day, filled with lumber, coal, and hay. And every inch the way we know, from Albany to Buffalo. Low bridge, everybody down. Low bridge, we're coming to a town. You'll always know your neighbor, you'll always know your pal, if you've ever navigated on the Erie Canal. Oh-hoo-hoo-wee! Now, boys, that's a good one. Well, you know, around 1905, mule power, barge traffic had converted to steam power, and diesel power was about to take over. The Erie Canal song was written to commemorate the history of nearly 100 years of life along the Erie Canal. There's more to the song than what I sang, but I'll give you some, that'll just give you some idea about how mules were used by men to pull barges filled with all sorts of different loads and navigating the canals. Well, getting back to Breck, he also built and operated the first hotel in Carroll, a general store, and was the village's postmaster. Seeing as how he had all those positions, I'm pretty sure he could tell you just about anything you wanted to know about anybody who lived in Grove City. The only way he might have known any more about the residents would have been if he could have been the local judge, sheriff, doctor, dentist, or undertaker. Oh, my. He used to say when asked about a person, I know a few things about him. Then he'd rear back and let out a great big laugh bigger than all of the outdoors. Yes, he did. Oh, my. By 1846, Breck was looking for a new challenge and started looking west. His father-in-law, John Smith, not that John Smith. He's a different John Smith. He owned 273 acres in Jackson Township and may have known about a turnpike that was soon to be built through the township. Breck knew Jackson Township soil was very wet, and farmers needed drainage tiles so they could raise crops. Breck used to say in his loud, boisterous voice, "Knowledge is power, and power is wealth." Some people said Breck talked and laughed so loud because he was just naturally jolly. Others said he was loud from having to shout at his workers down at his sawmill. Now, if you've ever been around a sawmill cutting lumber, you know that's loud. You know, it's so loud sometimes you can't even hear yourself think. Whatever the reason, you could say Breck had a great big voice. Bigger than all the outdoors, they would say. Roads in the area were almost non-existent, and most were not much more than animal trails. When plans were made public that a turnpike from Columbus to Harrisburg, Ohio was to be built, Breck was no doubt excited. With the information of a turnpike to come in mind, he and his wife, Elizabeth Campbell, and the children moved to Jackson Township around 1847. Breck initially purchased the 15 1/4 acres for his settlement he called Grove City. Soon after their arrival, Breck and his wife purchased over 200 more acres from their father for $1,911 so Breck could farm. Construction started in 1848 and the road was completed a year later. The wood plank and log road cost just over $35,000 to build. Private investors operated toll booths with hopes to recover their expense. Mind you, the toll booth operator was given strict instructions to collect the toll before letting those wishing to continue on the wooden plank road to go along on their journey. Well, now most were happy to pay the toll, but some felt it was highway robbery, or turnpike robbery, as it might be. The toll collectors objected. They were more than welcome to turn around and go back the way they came. Oh, but of course, they couldn't. They couldn't turn around. It was too narrow. Breck established a plat for Grove City in 1852. Breck also established several businesses in Grove City. Of special interest was his steam-powered sawmill with two blades. Talk about loud. Ooh-wee. Now that was loud. A few years later, he purchased a gristmill operation and moved it to the village. He also established a much-needed brick and tile factory operation. Brick and tile are much more durable than wood, he would often remark. In 1854, Elizabeth's father gifted her 600 acres. Breck farmed most of the land now west of the turnpike known today as Broadway. One day, a horseback rider rode into town shouting Lincoln had just been nominated for a second term as president. A staunch Republican, Breck shouted his approval so loudly that it spooked his horses pulling the wagon that he was just about to travel home in. As they lunged forward, he fell from the wagon and one of the wheels ran over his neck. He died hours later at his home. The voice, bigger than life, had been silenced. Such a tragedy, the town folk said. The founder of Grove City had met a very, very untimely death. Elizabeth stayed in Grove City long enough to liquidate the property that included a 20-room house at the corner of Broadway and Park Street. She eventually moved to New Jersey to live with her son, Frank. Well, now wasn't that interesting, my friend? Good day to you.